Cecil.
Cecil, madam, Cecil.
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 What?
I found these dice down in the hotel lobby. I was wondering if they might be yours.
What would I want with dice?
I don't know. You gamble sometimes.
Gambling, you say?
Well, they aren't just used for gambling. Most people use them for tabletop games and such.
Less interested.
In fact, did you know you can get wonderful dice like this at metallicdicegames.com?
Not really.
And did you know that the Rancor's Brothel can help you get 10% off on your order?
10% off a brothel?
No. 10% off your order at metallicdicegames.com, silly. And it's not really a brothel.
Countless email inquiries continue to suggest otherwise.
Just use their code RBP10 at checkout and you can get 10% off your order.
RBP10?
That's right, RBP10 at checkout at metallicdicegames.com.
I'd rather have the brothel.
Oh, you. Come on, we need to catch up with the others.
Fine. By the way, did you ever find that mangy dog of yours?
You know, I haven't yet.
Oh, look, a taco stand.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
Sweet. Is it anybody working?
Is it like,
yeah, day? Somebody opens up the door and goes, "The hell did you come from?"
A recursion. We got our job done, though.
And who is that?
Leroy.
who are we talking to right now?
Just a lab tech.
This is a prisoner.
Yeah, we were assigned on a mission to hunt this guy down, and we have him. So we had to follow him through a recursion, and we came back to the estate to imprison him.
Ah. Well.
Sorry to bug your work. But
be on your way then, I suppose.
Doing a great job. Good questions.
We'll walk him over to where the hell are we supposed to take him?
I want
him?
To give him a good pat down.
We got to take him to Keaton.
Although we probably should have already done this.
I assume you were doing that while we were
tying him up.
While yeah. I
just didn't,
you didn't really find anything else on him.
Okay. I just didn't specify it.
Money.
There's a security.
Ooh, money.
There's a security place on this place we can take him to lock him up. We went there in the shadow realm.
There would be interview rooms and stuff.
Somebody needs to call SO, what the
Keaton.
Hell his name is.
Keaton.
Yes. Keaton. Michael Keaton. Lawrence Keaton, sorry, not Michael. Okay. Cool. Who's calling
Michael? I guess I'll call him.
Yeah, he answers.
Hey, Mr. Keaton. We got Mr. Leroy here, and we're taking him over to security right now to lock him up. Is there anything else that we need to ask him, or?
Nope, sounds like excellent work. I'll be right down.
Okay.
And he will meet you in security as Leroy is brought to a room. He is where his cuffs are probably hooked to a table, so he can't lift his hands up. And he is just sitting in there waiting on you guys to interview him, I suppose.
Well, is S.O. Keaton coming in with us?
Yeah, no, S.O. Keaton shows up.
Oh,
no problem.
Question?
We'll tell Keaton everything that he already told us.
Right, about Lydia, about where we found him, about the fact that he killed Eldridge, which seems like that is now a thing. Like, we can kind of clarify that it was Eldridge.
Yeah.
We should be able to at this
maybe.
Point.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. You have a text message on your phone that says that it confirms.
Okay.
I forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
you have
got
confirmation
back,
that is who it was.
Okay. Yeah.
We just got back to the world and it's catching up right now. All these texts coming in.
You didn't have no signal.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So Keaton's like, well, there's got to be more information. We got to get out of him. He's got more than just where a supplier lives.
What are you looking for?
Where does she get the stuff? Did they not teach you guys anything about interrogation?
We wanted to wait.
Go do your interrogation. I'll stand out here. It's one of those, one-way mirror things.
Two-way mirrors.
Whatever it is. to Amir.
One way would not work so well.
Fair.
All right. All four of us or just two of us? Who's going in?
I guess I'll take him in there.
Or we'll go. Sebastian will go.
Okay.
Otto, you want to go?
No, I think I'm good.
Good cop, back up. Or
Jimmy?
I'll go. Good cop. This will be fun.
Good cop, dumb cop.
Yeah.
So Otto and I will stand in the room with Keaton.
This will be great.
I'm what can go so wrong? Nervous.
The two people with the intelligence of 10.
Maybe he fears physical pain. I don't know.
I'll tell Jimmy before he goes in to if he feels like he's floundering to text one of us.
Like I said, we've already asked him for information, so at this point, if it's interrogation. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to need you guys to be rough a little bit, or at least intimidate him, which is what you guys do.
Yeah. All right.
Can I help you, boys?
We're just going for it. Okay.
Yep.
All righty. We still need to get him to prove, right, that he killed Eldridge? Or are we just kind of assuming? I mean,
we're just kind of over that. We're more worried about the drugs.
Where they came from.
Where they came from, what they're made of.
So I know we come from that lady in Colorado.
You got it from a girl in Colorado, or a lady in
Lydia.
Colorado.
Lydia.
Which I have.
But
she lives in Colorado. She moved. That's all we got out of him about the drugs.
But S.O. Keaton wants more information.
Right. So you need to know what it's made of, where Lydia is getting it from. Like, what, like, is it from Rook? Is it from Arden? Is it from another place? Things like that.
Okay. So, I mean, do you know what's in the substance at all? Do you just steal it?
I just steal the shit.
Do you know anything about Lydia? Do you pick it up from her? Is there a place that you go?
Well, she sends me a care package every once in a while. About every month or so. USPS, no less. It's usually not enough to feed the demand, but apparently she only has so much at a time. I don't really know where her ultimate source is. She's my ultimate source. I don't know anyone else who deals.
Do you know where she may be located in Colorado?
She runs some sort of gem shop up in a place called Nederland. Nederland.
Nederland.
And you would have found I forgot, you did pat him down. You would have found a card, a business card for the Nederland gym shop.
You're holding out on us now, huh?
I apologize.
Did it have her name on it?
Was it just a shop?
Yeah. You found a business card for the Dreaming Crystal Rock and Gem Shop in Nederland, Colorado, and scrawled on the back is the name Lydia Nance.
These drug dealers are bad at advertising.
Yeah.
Apparently
they just think they don't care.
They shouldn't.
Nobody
be.
Nobody cares.
It was the Dreaming Crystal...
Rock and Gem Shop.
Rock and Gem Shop.
Rock and Gem Shop. So there's obviously some foreign gem or something in the substance, probably.
Well, yes.
Sounds like a recursion minor to me.
Should probably ask him how he met Lydia or got hooked up to this. True.
Was there anybody that got you in touch with Lydia originally? Did she reach out to you?
Well, Lydia wasn't my initial contact. Actually, it was some other woman who gave me the first hit of spiral dust to sell. I never got her name, but it was nighttime, raining hard. Didn't get a good look at her. I assume she just worked for Nance.
And did you get into it just to immediately sell, or were you just trying to try it and then got into selling it?
Never try it on your own supply.
You got anything?
Well, crap, that was... is there anything else you can give us? Like, any information, intel whatsoever? If not, things could get really bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else I can give you.
Well, I tried. I don't know.
What more do you want?
Oh, yeah, the gem shop. All right, so gem shop. We got some other girl.
Lydia.
Lydia. Some other girl that was working with her in Colorado. He's really not sure.
I was going to ask if the male had return address labels, but he just openly gave us the shop name and everything. So,
you know, so man, I wanted to interrogate him, but you just gave all the information. Don't they teach you how to...
You didn't even try to intimidate him, though.
Why didn't you try to cut him a deal?
He gave us all the information. I don't know if this is like D&D or not. Like, can I see if he's lying?
Sure. Seems like an intellect-based role.
Oh, buddy. All right, fate or not. 9.
You're not sure whether or not he's lying?
Give us all the information.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom. What did he say?
I'll look at you guys through the window and just grab my phone.
A Lydia Moore that he gets it from.
Lydia Dance.
Nance.
Lydia
Nance. I don't know why I said Moore. I have Nance written down.
Yep.
Was it Dance or Nance?
Right,
Nance.
We already got
Sorry,
that.
Nance.
She lives in Colorado, the Dream Crystal Gem and Rock Shop.
We found that place is in Colorado, because I was going to ask him for like an address or if there was a return address on the
package.
I mean, you found the business card.
Yeah.
Right.
His initial supplier, he doesn't know. He said he met her on a dark, rainy night.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't
and
tell.
Assumed she was an associate of Lydia's.
Yeah. So after our few 2-minute conversation, I'm going to look over and you guys looking through going, yeah, we did great. Get all the info.
It just depends on what S.O. Keaton thinks, not what we think.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. No, we did a great job. He just spilled his guts. We were so scary. We were scary in there. He just gave us everything. So...
Stevie is shaking her head slowly, like, oh God. Otto, do you have any other questions you want to ask this guy?
I think we need to investigate this lady in Colorado.
Well, I agree, but is there anything else?
No, I don't think there's anything else that we need from this guy. I don't know if S.O. Keaton thinks we need more information, but I feel like this gym shop is probably... Some kind of recursion miner's operation, probably.
Yep. It kind of feels like this guy just did his job and moved on, so I don't think he really has any much more.
I think he's bottom of the totem pole. Not as much as we originally thought he had.
So we'll leave
nobody's going to ask him what happened to Melissa? She was the hairdresser we couldn't find.
See, we're so smart.
Did she have the? Was it her place that had the missing knife?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Which we might have found in Leroy's house. Which
could be the daughter of that one chick.
Or the girl that was in his, like, couldn't see. I don't think it's Lydia. Oh, wait. Oh, well, I just... Jimmy's brain's working. Hold on. All right, it's because there's a girl that worked with Lydia. It could be that girl. Well, it couldn't be that girl because she's been missing just for like a week or so. All right, you bring that up, and I'm going to turn around and walk right back into the room and go over to Mr. Dude. All right, Leroy, do you know a Melissa?
It's in my notes.
Melissa
Romano.
He just kind of looks at you and smiles.
Oh, I love a smile. Who is she?
Client.
A client. All right. Why is she go missing? Do you know that?
Didn't know she was.
I guess she's been missing a week. There was a missing knife in her apartment, but we found a knife in your apartment.
Strange, that.
It is. I'm going to go over and punch him in the face.
That's a little more than I was gonna expect for intimidating him. Gonna expect just to like slamming the table or something, but okay.
Roll to it, I guess.
Yes. I'm going to use an effort here.
Which you have to edge
to a man that is
so you don't
tied
have to
up.
Use any.
Okay.
Yeah.
For one effort.
Just gotta intimidate him by the punch too.
I don't have an experience. 3. Man.
Keep in mind, he is a man who is chained to a table.
You swing and he just kind of shifts to one side and do you miss?
Oh, man.
Now I'm angry.
Kind of chuckles.
All right, so that was a test run. Give me info on Melissa. I need to know a little bit more about her. Why is there a knife in your apartment? The next one's going to contact. All right.
I feel like Stevie and Otto are just sitting there, like, with our heads hung, like, oh my God.
So Keaton's, like, not even paying attention at this point.
He's classic,
like,
classic Jimmy. Oh,
yeah.
Man. I'm trying not to laugh.
Sounds like another intimidate roll.
Oh, intimidate roll?
Speed.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll just see what happens. Oh,
thank you.
Natural
20. He rolled like crazy.
It did. I thought it was going to be a 2.
I did too.
He just lets out a long sigh and says, she was getting in the way.
So you just offed her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was prompt.
It's like they think he has a problem killing a guy.
Yeah.
Or a woman in this occasion.
Right? What'd you do with her body?
Buried somewhere.
Why did she come looking for you?
She wanted more stuff. I didn't have any. She threatened me. I fought back.
Sorry, legit. That makes sense. I'm like, I look over to you guys.
We're in the mirror.
I know.
I mean, he admitted to killing a guy for taking his customer, so I mean,
right?
This seems legit, so.
It seems fair.
Self-defense, okay. Not a complete scumbag, but still a scumbag.
Yeah. All right.
I think that covers all our bases. All our two missing people, and we now know where the supplies come from.
Yeah, well, sir, if you're lying to us, you know, next punch is for you.
Oh, I believe you.
Good. Now I'll just give him, like, the death stare while walking out.
Walking out backwards.
Walking out backwards.
Yeah.
And just open the door.
What's your death ray or whatever it is? What is that?
Oh, my death ray. It's actually the death module.
Death module.
It's that green pill.
Just point the green pill at him.
Yeah. This is for you. You don't know what this is, but...
You know, it's quickened.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll just close the door behind me. Huh?
Keaton gives like a slow clap, like very sarcastically.
But I have a feeling Jimmy's not smart enough to figure out that...
Just being sarcastic.
No, he's thinking this is a complete compliment.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess me and you are coming out of there celebrating.
Yeah, like smiling at each other.
We're awesome at this.
High-fiving.
Total bro moment.
As like the three of us are standing there like, oh my God. Bad decision to send them in.
I figured I'd give him another shot since he did go to the police station.
But. I agree, but apparently stupid can only talk to stupid.
I guess so.
she talking about us?
I don't know. I thought we talked together quite a lot.
I thought we were awesome in there. All right. So we have their new location. We have Lydia Nance.
So is the estate going to fund us a trip to Colorado?
Can probably work that out.
Is that what you guys want us to do next?
We did leave the other car.
Well, that does seem to be the next string on the sweater, doesn't it?
Getting Leroy in custody was, did you say the next
Lisa
spiral?
Lisa didn't kill him.
Did you say the next spiral?
String on the sweater.
The next string on the sweater.
Oh, they said string on the spiral. I was like, a lot of spiral talk in this game.
Like this.
Says the man who, like, took our blue, like, our spiral dust from us.
Do some simple research on the area, see what you can find. Tomorrow you head to Colorado.
Telling you. It's recursion miners. They're going out and getting gems from different recursions and probably selling them off at the gem shop. And they might be getting materials from those gems too for the Spiral dust, but we'll see.
As it is the end of a chapter, you guys each receive 3 XP for bringing him in alive.
I did have an XP.
I'm going to go ahead and turn this in and just count it on my sheet.
Gracias.
You each receive 2 XP for handling the dragon. Derek gets an extra XP for playing a game.
I played a game within a game.
Ooh. It's like in Gameshin.
I thought that game was going to be a lot harder.
I did too. I was like, uh-oh.
Don't say anything about that. It could have been harder. I got nervous.
So if you guys want to spend any of that now before you continue, then you're welcome to.
Yes, I would, please.
Okay. Where are we heading?
Colorado, apparently.
Colorado.
All right, so I assume we can heal back our stat pool.
Yeah,
at this rate, since we slept.
Thanks, Lucas.
My manipulation beam is no longer a thing.
Boy,
the day is over with.
It did its job.
Well, I guess it's 24 hours, but it might as well be over with because I assume by the time we get to do anything relevant, it's going to be within 24 hours.
Road trip.
Boop boop. Are we flying or driving?
Are you guys researching the area first, or are you going up there?
Oh, yeah. Researching the area might be nice, actually.
All right, so the shop is in Nederland.
Netter or Metter?
Ned. N-E-D-E-R.
I swear to God you said med before. My bad.
It is about 20 minutes from Boulder. Like, it's not that far from, like, a main city. From what you can tell, the website is very old. There's no, like, e-commerce or anything. You can't buy online. It's all over the phone or in the store only. Are you just researching the shop or are you researching the area?
All of it.
Let's see. Recent news stuff within area. Let's see. Looks like there have been, like, the most recent things that are popping up are, like, there are a couple of people missing from college, from a nearby college. Boulder State, probably. I assume that's the name of it.
There's a lot up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of colleges in the area. And that a lot of homeless people have gone missing near the Boulder area. You see other things for, like, just random shit, like, eating contests and, like that, just random small town type stuff.
Mark and Mindy used to live in Boulder, Colorado. Fun fact.
Is there, if we look up Lydia Nance, is there anything about her? No white pages? No.
Nope. You don't, the only thing that comes up is that her name is on the website for the gym and rock shop. She doesn't have a social media of any kind that you can tell.
Okay. Can we, I know we have some law enforcement connection ties. Is there anything about her in there?
She's never committed a crime, apparently.
Is it a nice picture? What does she look like?
There are no photos of her.
Oh. No face to the organization.
No, just a name.
Bad business call.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that we need to look up while we're...
I should probably make mention that in this last level up, I trained in deceit. So
I believed you.
I figured else? That would be helpful.
Okay.
I am also deceiving, just by the way.
I just put an extra point in effort.
Okay.
I am now really good at running. I went from trained to...
Specialized.
That's what.
I also was able to boost up my pools in might and speed and intellect.
Cool.
So,
is anybody very close to getting to the next tier?
I need one more thing.
One more.
Cool.
Sorry, Josh.
I'm like 1 XP from being even with
them.
Fair. All right. I mean, you guys can easily arrange for either a flight or a car, or a flight and a car. I don't know how you guys want to get there.
Probably a flight and a car.
Yeah.
Seems fair.
I mean, I guess Colorado's not that far of a drive from Washington.
It isn't, but it's kind of through mountains and...
Right.
But yeah. It's pretty!
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be stuck in a car with you that long.
That's probably true.
Fair. All right.
Yeah, super easy to get to. Not hard to find the shop. I don't know what your plan is. Are you scouting the area? I don't know if you're... I don't know what you're doing, so...
Probably get a hotel room.
Sure, mm-hmm. Simple.
At least have somewhere, some kind of base of operations.
Can we get two hotel rooms, boys in one, girls in another?
Sure.
This table pay for that?
Yeah, they will.
Oh, boy dance party.
It's for sure.
Can I get my own
like
room too?
Sure. Accommodations are not a problem.
Okay. I was joking. I don't care about sharing a room. Let's. What city are we in again?
Boulder, probably.
Boulder.
Probably would have landed in Boulder, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we probably would have stayed big city, in Boulder yeah. too. Mm-hmm.
Boulder's a pretty big city. I want to ask the front desk person about some popular local attractions around here.
In Boulder?
Huh?
In Boulder?
Yes.
Lucas personally doesn't know what the fuck's in Boulder, so you find various things.
You can lie about it, man.
Yeah, I didn't research Boulder.
He doesn't do that.
There's a big hemp store over here.
Yeah,
right.
There's probably some of those. There's probably, I mean, it's a major city, so there's probably a museum or two. There's
probably some,
you know,
hiking places.
Yeah. Ghost tours if you want to do something some weird.
Nope.
Why wouldn't you ask about Nederland?
Nederland.
What's the name of the gem shop?
Good
call. It is called
Dreaming Crystal Rock and Gem Shop.
Yes, that place. Have you ever heard of it?
I think so. And like, there's like most hotels have like a little stack of pamphlets. There's definitely like a pamphlet in there for it.
I've heard good things about this. I just wanted some local feedback.
You're really into healing.
Well, yeah. If you're into the you know, healing stones and that sort of weirdo stuff.
Yeah, I'm into. Sure.
The weirdos.
I can't even think of what it's called. I don't know. The healing stone massage thing. I can't think of it.
Actually, Fwai, the really hot stones, great massage.
It's like Ruki or something like that. But anyways, that's besides the point.
Sudoku.
But like, yeah, I just wanted a local's opinion, I guess, because, I mean, you know.
Personally, I've never been there.
You come out of state, you know, and.
Sure.
You hear about some of these places. Okay.
I mean, you're not the first one who's asked about it, but...
Oh, we get it quite frequently. Is it a popular question, or...?
I mean, the place has been in business for a while, I guess, so...
Hmm.
Okay. Like, the pamphlet you're holding has definitely been... Like, it was printed in, like, the 90s. Like, the late 90s, early 2000s. Hmm.
So, it definitely seems to be a popular place, so...
Cool.
Okay, yeah. That's all I had. That's all I had for that person, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get any information out of her or not. Just wanted to ask a local about a local establishment.
Are there any activities in
I got what it was expected.
Activities such
like
as?
Going on.
Oh, like
events,
local events? No.
News stories.
Other than what you've read about like some missing people and stuff, no?
Okay.
I guess we're going to unpack then.
Probably we should scope out the gem shop.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, maybe Daniel and I can go in for healing crystals or something.
It's an option.
We're both trained in deceit, so we would probably be better in...
What? Do you see the interrogation we just did? On point.
The thing is, this is an interrogation, so we don't need your needs right now.
Okay.
But we might
we'll
need
save
you...
Our talents
yeah.
for later.
We might need you if somebody bolts out the back. Because you're such a fast runner.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. She's got a point.
Yeah. Okay, so gem shop.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to Dreaming Crystal Rock and Gem Shop. Please tell me that this is a real shop and that you actually...
Oh, I don't know. It's in this book. Okay. I don't know if it's an actual place. I didn't actually look into that. I doubt it, but maybe.
The fucking gem shop is the over the top part that makes me think it's not a real thing.
Probably not.
Isn't there one of these places off of like 38th Street?
I don't know. Maybe
no.
we should go.
It's near Girls School and Rockville.
Yes, I pass it on. It's Girls School and Rockville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's basically what this place is. That place is like an herbal healing place or something. That place has been around for a while too.
It has a lot of rocks and stuff in there. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember either.
I have a witch friend, so I've actually recommended that place to her because it has all of her stones that she needs.
So, yeah, no, the building's not hard to find. I mean...
So, bing, we walk through the door.
Whoa.
What?
Is there a back door?
We're going to all get out of the car and we'll say, Jimmy, why don't you head towards the back alleyway?
All right.
Or, you know, around the back.
I'm cool with this idea.
Yeah. And Sebastian can sit out front, like on a bench or something to watch.
All cool
as
like.
Otto and Stevie go inside.
I'll keep the keys.
Yeah.
Catch you guys.
This is just
keep
like,
that car
this
running.
Is just recon to...
Recon.
Yeah, recon. We're not going to take
people.
Anybody. No.
No?
No.
Mm.
No, sweetheart. You just...
All right.
You just...
So two of you walk in. Two of you walk in. Two of you stay out. That's the plan? Okay. Shelves and displays overflow with... that's a fun word. Shelves and displays overflow with lapidary equipment.
Ooh.
Mineral specimens, seashells, finished jewelry, geodes... Crystals of every mineral under the sun, and many, air quote, one-of-a-kind gifts, including postcards of scenic Nederland. One wall holds a wide container with a glass display front of especially interesting geologic specimens and mostly fossils. That is what you see inside the shop proper. So the building is a bit of a rectangle. It is a standalone, but the... shop itself is pretty much a big square area, countertop toward the back. So when you walk in the door, there's obviously a big window out front because you always have a storefront window. Mm-hmm. There's a window to your left when you immediately walk in. And straight in front of you, there is a door that has the word restrooms this way on it.
Okay. Is there anybody at the counter?
Yeah, you see a young woman at the counter, and there is another... she's wearing like a polo with like, you know, whatever dreaming crystal written on it. You see probably a middle-aged man stocking shelves, and there are a few other customers in there as well.
Do they have any names on their t-shirts?
Yes, they have name tags. Let me find the names. Her name is Delsey, D-E-L-S-E-Y. And his name is Everett. So when you walk in, Everett stands up and just says, let me know if I can help you find anything. And then just kind of goes back to stocking shelves.
Okay, I'm just browsing.
Feel anything that's quickened, maybe?
No, you don't.
Okay. I'm going to wander towards the back where I assume... I'm not going into the back, but towards the back of the store where I'm assuming like the stock is kind of kept. Do I feel anything like coming from that direction? No. Okay.
Okay, I want to approach the lady at the counter.
Okay. What can I help you with?
I'm looking for I've been into gem healing here recently. It's been crystal healing.
Sure, sure.
So it's been the thing I've been trying to work with, and I just can't seem to anything that will restore my chakra. Like I can't find anything that works, and I heard this shop has some possibly good, better crystals than other shops typically have.
We might be able to help you with that.
You guys got a good review on Yelp and high stars, so I figured I'd come in and check.
Sure,
I'm still new to this. I mean, I've tried a bunch of different stones.
She brings you over to a display and shows you various different things that may or may not be able to help you with your issue.
Nothing.
There's actually a box text here I didn't read. It's for when you're researching the place. The Netherlands Dreaming Crystal Rock and Gem Shop is easily found on the web. The shop has a website that apparently was created in the late 90s and has never been updated. Provides only minimal information, which includes a physical address in Netherland, a phone number, and a few pictures of semi-precious stones. Each photo is captioned with a new age sentiment about how this or that jewel will revitalize health, restore vitality, or supercharge libido. Anyone wishing to purchase any of these alluring offerings is invited to stop in or call. Like I said, there is no e-commerce option, so you can't purchase online.
And as I'm browsing the objects, I've been through all these. Do you guys have like a special selection somewhere of like higher grade material or?
Unfortunately, I think this is all we really have here in the shop.
You guys don't keep any like, you know, top shelf in the back behind the counter stuff?
I'm not sure that there's anything really top shelf in this, stuff. Maybe you're just not using them right. Maybe you need a more of a book about how to use them, and she brings you to a small rack.
No, I already got the gym healing for dummies. Like I already got that book.
That's good. Exactly what I was gonna say.
So I mean, I just don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just not using the right crystals. But I
would maybe personally, I don't use these. Maybe browse the web for a forum. Maybe somebody else can help you learn how to use them properly.
Do you guys have anyone else who works here who would know more knowledge about gems? Like, do you guys have a worker like that? Because
Everett's just a stock boy, and I use some of them, but the store owner might, but I don't know if she's even in yet.
Does she ever come in at all?
Yeah, but she's in the back. She doesn't really come out here and deal with the customers or anything. She just runs the place, and she owns the place, and we kind of run it.
Do you think it'd be possibly for me to talk to Miss
Nance? Yeah, I'm not sure. I can go back and see if she's in, but
If not, I could stop back by later. If she has more knowledge of this, I would definitely like to inquire.
Sure. And if and she hands you like a little card, you can always call and see if maybe we can get a hold of her that way.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Sure. Excuse me, I've got a customer, and she goes to ring somebody up.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just listening and looking and picking things up and putting.
So Everett stands up from stocking shelves, kind of stretches a little. He is, like I said, about middle aged. So anything I can help you find?
Oh, I'm doing a research on a paper for school, and I've heard about the crystal healing, and I was just I'm new, so
you from Boulder State?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know the two that went missing a while back, do you?
There's kids missing?
Yeah, that was actually huge news.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, no, unfortunately I didn't really know them, but it's so sad.
Let me see if I can find their names, actually.
Didn't you say something about homeless or something?
Lots of homeless people missing.
Lots of homeless people are missing, and two students went missing.
I didn't hear the students. I seen the home. I heard the homeless.
Starting to look a lot like bath salts.
It's exactly like bath salts.
Just bad rock strange man. Bath salts.
Where's the missing students' names were Maya Haskins.
Atkins?
Haskins. Haskins. Maya Haskins. And George Parks.
Oh, okay. Not sexist.
They disappeared actually a few months ago.
Parks. I would say, I unfortunately didn't know them, but it was really sad news. I mean, I really haven't been following it, but it's just so terrible.
Yeah.
Did you know them?
No. I just, it was pretty big news around here, so. I don't know. Well, if you could, if you need anything, let me know. He picks up an empty box to go take to the back.
Do you have any, other crystals? I mean, all of these ones look kind of like you can go find them in a dig site somewhere.
Oh,
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the crystal trade. I just kind of stock the shelves here, unfortunately. I know a little bit to help you, But I don't really know what to tell you.
Well, do you guys know where you get them from? I mean, I'm a geology major, so I'm just trying to...
No, all that paperwork is done by Lydia, the shop owner.
Oh! Does she have a card? I would love to talk to her about it.
The only card we've got is the one to the shop.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Everett?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll say my name's Sam.
Wonderful to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Excuse me, I've got to go...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, these workers are busy for a gemstone show store.
Right?
They're all stocking shelves and... All right, I got all the information I want. I'm going to go buy some stone and act like I, you know, is actually doing stuff. And
Sure.
So it doesn't matter what it is, just some...
It's fine. Little $10 trinket.
Yeah, it's probably not even a healing stone. It's probably like obsidian or something. I don't know if obsidian's used for healing.
I don't know
what it's used for.
Steven will do the same thing, and it'll probably be like a libido stone or something that like she doesn't realize.
It's not even a real gem. It's one of the ones that you like buy for your kids.
Exactly.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.